Welcome. Well, you are at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family. And we are so delighted that you've welcomed us into your home. We certainly would love to hear from you. So send us an email with a question or a comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com and check us out on Facebook. And remember, you can always listen to our show as a podcast. Just go out to EWTN Podcast Central at ewtn.com/radio/podcast or wherever you happen to listen to your podcast. Now, children today have more distractions targeted at them than ever before. And sometimes it may seem rather difficult to guide them to the gentle and loving heart of Jesus, whether it's through prayer at the dinner table, explaining the order of Mass, or simply living a life rooted in faith and love. We each have a role to play in planting seeds that grow into a lifelong relationship with our Lord. So our question for today's show is this: how are you bringing children closer to Jesus? And I hope and pray that by God's great mercy, we did our due diligence in raising and rearing our four children and now the 17 grandchildren, and always being for them a connector to Jesus. And we pray for them every single day as grandparents for our grandchildren. We bless them, pray for them. We try to be involved in their lives to the, as much as we can, asking them to share their prayer requests with us. We celebrate all of their victories, and we also endure all of their little sufferings along the way, and trying to lead them to Jesus, to say, no matter what you're going through in life, Jesus is going to be your constant. Nona and Baba are here praying for you and loving you is toward the best of our ability, but Jesus is your constant. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. And especially raising children up in the Catholic faith and making them part of the Mass and including them. And their parents are doing a good job with them and instructing. We have some altar servers in the family, and they're doing a great job.
Encountering Jesus, who is the good news through Bible study and prayer, but in particular the Mass, the liturgy of the Word, the liturgy of the sacrament, what resources are available to us. Bishop Baker always says, if our people understood what the Eucharist is, what the Mass is, who they're encountering, they wouldn't leave the church. And so that is the greatest encounter with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Holy Eucharist, the real presence of Jesus, partaking of Him. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, our question for today's show is this: how are you bringing children closer to Jesus?
Amen.
And today we have a very special guest who's going to, he's calling in the show, and he knows all about nourishing the spiritual life of children, Father Daniel Barron, OMV, and he has been the editor of Magnificat, Magnificat's weekly worship aid for children, since its creation in December 2003. He also serves as the director of the Lenteri Center for the Ignatian Spirituality in Denver, Colorado, which he co-founded in 2004. Today, we have the great privilege to have him speak with us about Magnificat and bringing children closer to Christ.
Father Barron, you with us?
I am with you.
Oh, it's a great privilege to have you, sir. And Joy and I love the Magnificat so very much, and we could speak about that on and on. But our theme today is bringing children closer to Christ. Let the children come to me. Don't hinder them, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. Well, Father, you just share with us about Magnificat. Those of us with Magnificat, and we do it every day, may not be familiar with Magnificat. So how is Magnificat, you know, drawing children closer to Jesus? And how did you get involved with Magnificat?
Thank you, Jim. I think you nailed it in your introduction when you said it's all about a personal encounter with Jesus Christ. That's why Magnificat exists. It's to help children pray so that they actually meet Jesus Christ and through that experience have their faith sustained throughout their lives so that, as you said, they won't leave the church in college or whenever it is that they stray from God. But yes. Magnificat was put together originally by a team of catechists in France. Magnificat, as you probably know, is originating in France with Mr. Pierre-Marie Dumont, a great visionary of bringing the liturgy more into the hands of the laity. And so Magnificat has morning and evening prayer, which is an adaptation, a simplification of morning and evening prayer from the Liturgy of the Hours that would be more suited to busy lay people. And it puts them in touch with the scriptures that the church serves up for us each day. So this team of French catechists put together the first Magnificat. It was called Magnificat Junior in the beginning. Okay. And they sent out a sample copy in December of 2003 to all the priests in the United States. And I received one. And I loved the idea, although some of the translation wasn't so good. So the senior editor of Magnificat has been for years Father Romanus Cesario, and he was one of my professors in seminary, and I had a great relationship with him. So I called him up and said, hey, I love this Magnificat Junior. I'd love to be a part of it. And he was very excited that I wanted to be a part of it because of these translation issues. So that's how it began. I got to meet Mr. Dumont and Father Peter Cameron, and I started working, editing these issues, checking the translations, sometimes rewriting things altogether. But it's really a hope to make the Gospels, to make the Sunday liturgy accessible to children. Father Cesario told me, he said, if you take this on, the people you're going to preach to each week will multiply by the thousands because children and families will be reading this all over the country. And so it's been a great privilege, very hidden work. My name isn't really even on it, but I'm happy to preach to the little ones each week and to help families to pray. But that's the reason Magnificat exists.
Well, Father, you do an outstanding job, and you also, and it has the, it prepares children for the readings on Sunday, and then it also has some quizzes and some games in it, which is helpful to make it very, I love the comic version. I'm a convert to the faith, and back in the day when I was a young 18-year-old, I was very intimidated by a Bible, and I read a comic version of the gospel, which deepened my faith, which then set my heart on fire, and I fell madly in love with Jesus, and I haven't gotten over him yet. So I truly believe that what you're doing is truly raising up a whole nother generation. Like you said, one, they'll understand the Mass, they'll love the Mass, and I'm so excited for what you're doing. How can people be a part of the Magnificat, and how can they get a publication?
Well, we have over 40,000 subscriptions now, which is really remarkable for a children's publication because every 3 years your subscriber grows up. But nonetheless, we've found some success in reaching out to parishes and schools who can get very generous discounts on group subscriptions so that they can be handed out as the children enter Mass, so they aren't even able to forget to bring it with them. It's handed to them right by the ushers as they enter church. And they're able to follow the liturgy and not get confused or lost, because most missalettes, including Magnificat, has the ordinary parts of the Mass in the middle in that red section, and you have to flip back and forth between the readings and the parts of the Mass. Magnificat is a straight playthrough of the whole Mass from beginning to end, and so it really helps the children not to get confused and to have to flip back and forth. And it has words, the difficult words that show up in the readings explained to them, so that there too, it's not a foreign language that they're listening to. So I think catechists would do a great service to their students if they helped the kids prepare for Sunday Mass. Even if the kids don't have their own copy of Magnificat, if they use the content of it. And you might have noticed at the very beginning of each issue of Magnificat, there's essentially a children's homily. It's signed by a woman named Lisa Reynaud, who doesn't exist. The French catechist told me that they wanted a name that would be translatable into all the Romance languages as they sought to expand Magnificat Junior for other countries. But basically, I write that little message. I look at my own homily for Sunday and try to package it really succinctly in a message for the children to apply to their daily lives. So that's how they can get involved, is simply preparing for Mass and then living the Mass. My sisters, when their kids were small, used to read it on the way to Mass, and it really helped their kids to prepare and understand what was going to happen at church.
So you recommend that, really reading through this even before you go. The adults should be doing that as well. It's really great to read the lessons that they're going to be hearing at Mass. But you're saying, I'm not all that familiar with the Missalette, but you've got the whole outline of the Mass, Liturgy of the Word, Liturgy of the Sacrament, introductory rites, you know, the closing, concluding rites. That's all in there in vivid color, beautiful thing, plus a homily that's in it. That's all contained in that Missalette, correct?
The only thing that's not included is the Eucharistic prayer, because that can, there's so many options that a priest can choose for the Eucharistic prayer. But everything else is in there, word for word.
Does the learning that takes place through that Missalette and through that Sunday, is there any encouragement to carry on those themes throughout the week, or do you have other resources? Is there something to think about? I guess you continue to ponder the scriptures and the lesson, the homily, going into the week?
In fact, at the very beginning of each issue, there's a virtue of the week that's presented, and the children are encouraged to practice it throughout the week. And then at the end of the week, at the end of the issue, there's a bringing it all together page, which helps the children reflect on practicing that virtue for the week and making it a part of their own lives.
It's such an outstanding resource, because for parents, you know, especially even if you're homeschooling and you are being the domestic church at home, you don't have to invent the wheel here. Everything is done. It's just a matter of being a subscriber, bringing it into your family, and then doing that, hopefully as a couple, and then with the Magnificat, and then the Magnificat with the children, so that your family would be fully alive and fully prepared. And I think this is an outstanding aid for parents, and especially for parishes and for Catholic schools and for catechists.
How many times have we heard from, you know, young people, this is so boring,
right?
I don't get it, I don't understand. This is a great opportunity to get hold of what's taking place and to encounter the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And to, how can they go anyplace if they don't understand what's happening? Father, thank you so much for the great work that Magnificat is doing, and Magnificat. You're doing a great work for the renewal of the church and bringing awakening to the countries of the earth. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you. And God bless you both.
Thank you. So we have a link here. So us.magnificat.net/Magnificat. Go there to explore the children's Missalette, as well as all the other wonderful resources Magnificat offers for kids. You can also just do a search and put in Magnificat Kids, and it'll pop up.
Right.
That's a pretty long link that's there.
Well, we know how much the Magnificat has blessed our lives in our daily readings. Yeah. And And just, it's been such great food, spiritual food, yeah. and enriching, and the artwork, and then the stories on all the saints. I mean, it has been, for me, such a beautiful resource, and it's helped me to grow yeah. as a Catholic. Yeah. It's just been a beautiful,
beautiful
thing.
I think you're targeting 6 through 12, yes. with that missalette. There's other books there, and they're also colorful, beautiful, understandable. And so you want to raise your children up. Raise a child up in the way he should go. And when he's old, he will not depart from it. The problem is, we're not doing all that we can do many mm-hmm. times. Like I said, reading the lessons beforehand, going over the Magnificat, and just understanding the incredible encounter with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You know, and that they are really partaking of Jesus Christ himself and being empowered to live the faith. If they understand that, odds are they're not going to leave the church. But if they're just going there and saying, you know, why am I standing up? Mm-hmm. Why am I sitting down? What's going on? What's happening? You could really bring your child along, and they will be disciples of Christ who encounter the love of Christ, and they will raise up the generations to come. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, to give us her report on the latest events in Rome, we're going to go straight to Joan Lewis. Joan?
Jubilation in Rome this incredible October weekend as the church celebrated the Jubilee of Marian spirituality. And this was in the presence of a very special guest, the original statue of Our Lady of Fatima. Now, the crowds in and around the Basilica, in and around the entire Vatican City, were massive this weekend, as they are around me in this very moment. Saturday evening, there were 30,000 people, 30,000 faithful in St. Peter's Square, attending a prayer vigil for peace as requested by Pope Leo. Now, they were praying the rosary for this, and this included members, directors and volunteers from shrines, members of Marian sodalities around the world. A perfectly beautiful, amazing evening. And of course, they were all praying in front of the statue of Our Lady of Fatima. And at the end of the evening, the Pope invited all those present to persevere tirelessly in praying for peace, a God-given gift that we must strive to receive, to which we must make a strong commitment. And Pope Leo also invited the faithful to adopt a different perspective, to see the world from the point of view of the mighty, not of the mighty, but of the little ones, to interpret the events of history from the viewpoint of the widow, the orphan, the stranger, the wounded child, the exile, and the fugitive. Until we learn to do something like this, nothing will ever change, and a new era, a kingdom of justice and peace, will never dawn. Now, Sunday morning, of course, the Holy Father celebrated Mass for this Jubilee Day in the presence of about 30,000 faithful from the night before vigil and many, many thousands more. And he urged the faithful to turn to Mary, as she did, to follow her son. Now, in his homily before these tens of thousands of faithful, Leo said, Marian spirituality, which nourishes our faith, has Jesus as its center. Our affection for Mary of Nazareth leads us to join her in becoming disciples of Christ. It teaches us to return to him and to meditate and ponder the events of our life in which the risen one still comes to us and calls us. Now, the Pope concluded his homily with a prayer dedicating people to the rosary, to our Blessed Virgin. And then after Mass, the statue of Our Lady of Fatima was brought into the Basilica, carried in, and followed by a procession of cardinals, bishops, and of course the Holy Father. And then after that, the Holy Father spent 35 minutes in the white Popemobile, circling St. Peter's Square and down Via della Conciliazione, almost to the end. So it was really quite an amazing weekend. But you know what, folks? Think about it. Today is October 13th. On this date in 1917, what happened in Fatima was known as the miracle of the sun. As the sun, witnessed by thousands of people, the sun spun in the sky, shooting colors of the rainbow on the faithful below. And those faithful, of course, included the three children of Fatima, the three shepherd children. So on that amazing tale, back to you.
Joan, thanks so much. A wonderful, holistic report. Great words by the Holy Father in showing himself in the Pope Mobile and Fatima teaching and sharing. You're just wonderful and you're looking so well. We were sharing about the Magnificat from Magnificat. Again, I want to give you that link, us.magnificat, MAGNIFICAT.net/Magnificat/, or just put in your search bar, Magnificat, and you'll be able to find it. Look at the resources. They're so appealing. And raise up your children, especially ages 6 through 12. They're being targeted in a beautiful and in a blessed way. Be sure to join us on Wednesday when we have author and host of the Brave New Us podcast, Samantha Stevenson, to speak with us about her book, Reclaiming Motherhood from a Culture Gone Mad. Again, Reclaiming Motherhood from a Culture Gone Mad. Wonderful book. We got to read it through. And she is spot on, according to the teaching of the church. And altogether, we need to reclaim the sanctity, the greatness of motherhood. Mm-hmm. God bless you and all of your loved ones. Keep it on EWTN. You're an important part of this family and never alone. Bye now.